five states that that were originally identified in this graduate education project as what we call demonstration states expressed a willingness to look at planning efforts in the graduate in graduate education. And because the Northwest is in the WICHE region, one of the two or maybe three sensible subregions, that is, it's a group of states that hangs together within the region in a sensible way.
That was Dr. Richard Johnson, the Deputy Director of the Western Interstate Commission on Higher Education, or WICHE. And I'm Karen Sedlow, Director of Public Affairs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, with this week's edition of University Focus. The Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education was established in 1953 to help the 13 Western states work together to provide high-quality, cost-effective higher education programs.
WICHE, for some 27 or 28 years, has operated a student exchange program that now involves 15 different fields in which WICHE makes it possible for a student in Alaska seeking access to a program in dentistry or veterinary medicine or law, makes it possible for that student to go to one of those schools in one of the other 13 Western states. And we broker the finances between Alaska and what we call the receiving school for that student.
Richard Johnson visited Fairbanks February 18th to meet with university deans and directors whose departments will be involved in a new program of the organization that focuses on the five states of the Northwest as part of WICHE's graduate education project.
In 1977, with support both from WICHE state dues budget and additional support from the Carnegie Corporation of New York, WICHE undertook a project called the Graduate Education Project. The purpose of that is, within the context of the student exchange concept, to explore new avenues for cooperation among the states and among institutions at the graduate level.
Two aspects of the project include a data collection and analysis service for the 13 member states, and a more targeted aspect of reciprocity at the graduate level through regional graduate programs.
Each of the graduate level institutions in the five state area was asked to nominate several of its graduate programs that would serve as regional graduate programs. Now, we asked the institutions that to nominate programs that were unique or at the least were programs where there were not more than two such programs in the five-state area. They are programs of what we call demonstrable strength, and they are programs that the institution is willing to make available on a broader basis to students from the five-state area by waiving the non-resident tuition surcharge, which in each of the five states is considerable.
In its application, the University of Alaska Fairbanks nominated one area of emphasis, cold region studies, that groups 14 different programs instead of nominating separate programs. That, according to Johnson, makes UAF unique.
Fairbanks is the only campus where we had a kind of coordinated approach, that is, a single subspecialization, which was inherent in the mission and the nature of the institution, nominated across a number of different departments. And we think this is a really good approach to the use of this regional graduate program concept, because it stresses the distinctive mission of a given institution. And so we're very pleased to have these different programs offering students the opportunity to specialize in cold region studies in, for instance, atmospheric sciences, geophysics, marine biology, space physics, and a number of other programs. And we hope that this is one model or one approach to this kind of planning that other institutions will look at in terms of ways in which they can use their distinctive mission.
This demonstration project, which will be in operation the fall of 1981, is a five-year program.
Witte agreed that the program would involve 5 years. We'd take a look at it at the end of the 5 years. Now, when I say Witte agreed, the Witte Commission, which consists of three commissioners from each state appointed by the governor, and in those cases, in the case of Alaska, those three members are Glenn Hackney of Fairbanks, Sue Green of Anchorage, and Terry Romesberg of Juneau. The Witte Commission formally approved this as a Witte program in June. There's also a committee, an advisory committee, working specifically with the program that includes, again, three people from Alaska. Terry Romesberg, who, as I mentioned, is also a commissioner and is the director of the Post-Secondary Education Commission in Juneau. Mildred Banfield, who is a member of the board of member of the Board of Regents, and Senator Arliss Sturgalewski. Those three people approved the design of this regional graduate program, and it was that committee that determined that it would be a five-year experimental program, during which time we'll work both with the institutions in promoting the program to prospective students, and also in an effort to evaluate the program annually to see how many students are taking advantage of it and to see if the institutions are satisfied that this approach is meeting the objectives that they had for it.
Dr. Richard Johnson is the Deputy Director of the Western Interstate Commission for Higher Education. He is from Denver, Colorado, and visited the Fairbanks campus February 18th. Flying Nanooks play the final games of their season Friday and Saturday nights against UAA. Game time is at 8 p.m. in the Batty Gym. There is an X-rated film festival in the Fine Arts Concert Hall this weekend. Movies begin at 6:40 p.m. A junior recital will be held at 8 p.m. on Wednesday in the Fine Arts Concert Hall. Sunday's international film is in Spanish, was made in 1972, and is called The Castle of Purity. I'm Karen Sedgill, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.
On Wednesday, there will be two junior recitals. One is scheduled for 1 in the afternoon, the second at 8 p.m. Both are in the Fine Arts Concert Hall. The coming weekend is full of activities as we move toward one of the busiest months in March. The Lady Nanooks will be playing Gonzaga University at 8, both Friday and Saturday night in the Patty Gym. The University Drama Workshop will premiere Two for the Seesaw Friday night at 8:15 in the Fine Arts Theater. Movies to be shown in the concert hall include Electric Horseman and Cat Ballou, and on Sunday, March 1st, a display of Norwegian dolls will open in the Wood Center Mall. The Symphony Orchestra will present a concert at 4 in the concert hall, and the international film that evening at 7:30 in Seibel Auditorium is titled The Discreet Charm of the Bourgeoisie. I'm Karen Sedgill, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.